Hello there and good morning. I'm Matt Hermes. Here's a look at your morning news, sports, and weather for Friday, December 13th. A few flurries for most of the region today. Snow squalls expected for the peninsula. We'll take a look at the Winter Road Report first, proudly sponsored by Matt Law and his great guys at Speedy Glass in Owen Sound. Highways 21 and 9 have fully reopened. Driving conditions on most routes around the region snowpacked this morning with some partly covered sections. Fair to good visibility in most areas, but reduced at times along 21 and 9 and 6 on the peninsula. There are bus cancellations to pass along, brought to you by Bay West Nissan and Leon's Owen Sound. All school buses in Bruce and Gray counties canceled today, except for Teeswater, Lucknow, and Ripley. Those are running. Habitat for Humanity Gray Bruce was able to celebrate a family being welcomed home this week. A celebration was held for a mother, Shay Lynn, and her son, Abel, who got the keys to a new home in Neyashiningming. The new home involved 200 volunteers who contributed nearly 2,000 hours to construct the house. It was Habitat's 20th build on the First Nations territory since 2018. Saugeen Shores is coming up with a public art policy. Mayor Luke Charbonneau says the policy will provide clarity on how municipally owned property could be used to display art.
Walls and, you know, outside the, in our downtowns that could use murals. We have lots of great spaces where we could have sculptures and other types of art.
To Queen's Park, the Ford government is introducing legislation that could see municipal councillors booted out of office for misconduct. Municipal Affairs and Housing Minister Paul Calandra says the process will support consistent accountability. As things stand now, local politicians can be removed for finance violations, but not code of conduct violations like harassment. And some Stanley mugs are being recalled. Reports say the threading in the lids can shrink and cause them to detach and potentially burn you. More than 184,000 of the Stanley travel mugs were sold in Canada. All right, it's time now for your morning business report. Stocks are poised for a higher open this morning. Futures contracts up in pre-market trading as the Dow looks to snap its longest losing streak since April. Yesterday, selling, the Dow was down 234 points to 43,914. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ closed lower as well, while the TSX was off 246 points, nearly 1%, 25,410 at the bell. Bitcoin trading a half percentage point higher this morning at just over 100,000 US. The price of oil's up 1%, $70.60 per barrel, while gold's down nearly 1% at $2,690 an ounce, and the Canadian dollar's at 70.32 cents US. That's a look at the news. Now on to sports.
Good morning, I'm RJ Broadhead. Here's the morning sports brought to you by Bodog and Remax. The Maple Leafs picked up their league-leading 13th home win, taking care of Anaheim 3-2 last night. Not all good news, though. Anthony Stolarz left with a lower body injury. Canucks blanked Florida. JT Miller had a pair of points in his return. Tampa thumped Calgary 8-3. That's the Lightning's fourth eight-goal game of the season. Pittsburgh trounced Montreal 9-3. Penguins are the first to put up 9 this year. Edmonton buried a bunch, too. A 7-1 victory over Minnesota. Vegas beat the Jets in OT. Scott Laughton had the first four-goal game of the season in the Flyers' triumph over Detroit. Canada's World Juniors down the U Sports All-Stars 5-2. They play again today. Then come the cuts. It was all field goals in the 12-6 Rams win over the 49ers. Rams helped their playoff chances while pretty much ending the Niners. And the Raptors fell to Miami. Visit Bodog.net, your source of free casino games, poker strategy, and live hockey and football odds. Now here's your local sports.
Thanks, RJ. The Owen Sound Attack are set to play on the road against the Sarnia Sting tonight. The Attack are trying for a third straight win. Sarnia's lost 8 in a row. You can hear the game live on Key of Owen Sound, Terry's Trailer Service, Bear Radio, beginning with the pregame show at 6:30. Meaford Knights had their game canceled by weather. Sunday, they play on the road at Bradford. In Owen Sound men's rec hockey, Chris Fivey scored a hat-trick to help Manulife to a 7-2 win over Miller Lite. GB Tel topped Bumstead Insurance 5-2. Tony Robinson had his first goal. And in the PJHL tonight, Kincardine visits Wingham and Walkerton hosts Mount Forest. There's always more sports on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty sports page at BayshoreBroadcasting.ca. RE/MAX agents have the experience to get the job done in today's market. The weekend weather's coming up next. A few flurries today for most of the region. Heavier stuff on the Bruce Peninsula where a snow squall warning continues. A high of -4. Tonight, cloudy, chance of some flurries and a low of -13. And for the weekend, a mix of sun and cloud tomorrow and -2. Cloudy with a chance of some showers and a high of 3 on Sunday.